Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
In studio, everybody.
Yeah, here I am.
It's a fun way to kick off the week. Melissa, thanks so much for being with us. We got fun things lined up for you today, everybody. And a little bit later, we're going to get into the 10 geekiest cities in America.
Ooh. So, fun places to go.
Yeah, right on, yes. That one's coming up a little bit later. Hostess is doing a mashup of two of their bigger fun snacks, so we'll see if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Okay, I like Hostess.
Yeah, find out more about
Hostess
that. And talking good snack foods and foods in general. We, of course, it's Monday, 9 o'clock hour, kicking off the way we like to, with the kitchens open.
Yes, interesting segment today.
Yeah, I got a good one lined up. I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to it. After that, of course, we will have some entertainment news for you, get into that Eddie Wright story, good stories of the day, all of these things lined up for you in today's show. I wanted to get things kicked off with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. We'll be talking with them in just a moment. Looking forward to when Paul joins us, as always. But touch on Rafter news real quick. Rafters outscored 7-3 yesterday. It was a tough couple of games against Kalamazoo.
It was a rough weekend.
Yeah, yeah. We're just going to start over, clear, you know, forget all about it.
It was the time change, you know?
Yes.
They were jet-lagged.
That's it. Blame it on that. That's fine. With Rafters are 7-7 in this second half. The Rats have a much-deserved day off today, and we'll be back at it tomorrow for a series with the Mallards. First game at Witterfield will be at 6:05, or 5:50. Our opening pitch will be at 6:05. Pregame will start at 5:50. So looking forward to that. Going to be good. Going to be good stuff. Mm-hmm. You can get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. Be sure to do so. They're saying that on the website that they have the day off. Do they not have the day off?
Because that's what I'm saying. I was confused, and I reported that they were playing today in the news, and look at their schedule.
Yeah, double-checking the schedule here, and it is. I know the day for sure. Yeah, I've got them off today.
Okay. Yeah. And I was mistaken.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. I'll triple and quadruple check before Playmakers today from 3 to 4. Be sure to join us 3 to 4 every Monday on Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Thank you, Melissa, for the chance to get a shameless plug in there.
Of course. Do what I can, you know.
Let's catch up with our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there, sir?
Going all right. How about for you guys?
Doing good here.
Yeah, blue skies.
Yeah, you have a good weekend?
I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I finished a big landscaping project yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you've been working on that for quite some time.
Yeah, that's got to feel good.
Yeah. It does. I'm not going to lift a shovel or anything for at least a month or more.
Good.
Is Mother Nature going to allow you to? Is the weather going to be nice enough for you to get outside the next couple of days, Paul? How's it looking?
Yeah, looking pretty decent here overall. Still a couple of those showers and storms. Get more midweek. Looks like we'll get back into some of that activity. But yeah, in the meantime, some sunshine and a few more clouds building in as the day progresses. Highs about 73, and then we'll head back to 50 tonight. Partly cloudy, 80 on Tuesday with a mix of clouds and sunshine. And then our next best chances for some showers and storms coming into the picture here as we get into Wednesday with kind of a late day shower storm chance coming our way. Otherwise, on Tuesday, about 80, partly sunny, 56 Tuesday night, the showers and storms late Wednesday, more Wednesday night, a high of 83 Wednesday, 78, some chances for a shower or storm yet on Thursday. And then pretty quiet heading into the weekend, Friday, 81, about 83 Saturday and Sunday, just a few isolated storm chances by the weekend, but not all too bad for us here as we continue through our later part of July coming up. Yeah.
Not bad at all, Paul. We'll take it. We appreciate the time, sir. We'll talk again tomorrow. You have a great day.
All right. Sounds good. You guys, too.
Thanks, Paul.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley, the Weather Eye Weather Center. Not bad at all. Take this. Mm-hmm. Take that. Got a little a surprise rain over the weekend. I was looking at the projections. There wasn't anything, and then we got a little bit here and there, and that was really nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Keep that coming, Mother Nature. Looking forward to it. I wanted to touch on our schedule real quick here this week, because we've got an interesting week. It's summer. That means orange cones. mm-hmm. And unpredictable weather and vacation time.
Yes.
So we've got our staff having some much-deserved, well-earned days off here. Seth is off this week. Melissa's mm-hmm. got a couple days here and there coming up in the next couple of days and weeks yeah. and stuff. So Seth not here this week. I was worried that this would turn into a that ain't right story or people creating it bigger than it was or anything. Seth really has been beating me and over the back fence with the number of calls he's been getting.
Okay.
And I think some listeners might think, with this position of power and everything, that I just, fire Seth for it or something. He's not fired. He's going to be back next week, everybody.
Nobody panic.
Yeah, yeah. But we enjoy it. We are wishing them safe travels, hoping they're having a good week. So I say that to let everybody know that it is a very heavy Melissa and I week.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to send your condolences to Melissa. Check in on her on Wednesday. See how she's doing. It's not easy to put up with me, everybody. Melissa and I are going to be hanging out with you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. We'll have Terry Johnson with us Thursday. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, got a really unique show lined up for you. We've been wanting to try a couple of different things here. One, our sunrise show I designed so that it can be done by one person. It's more fun with the more people.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted it to be able to be run by one person so that for a couple of reasons. One, eventually, maybe there will be just one person running it. Who knows? We'll see. I wanted to be there to help kick it off for the first couple months, maybe the first year, but my intention was never to do it forever.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that develops. Maybe I will be. Who knows? Maybe 50 years from now, you'll still be hearing me. And I was Garth Brooks with... Yeah, I don't know how it'll sound, but 50 years. We're looking forward to that. This Friday, I'll be doing the show solo. But not completely, because I got all of you, and part of the reason I'm doing it by myself is I'm encouraging your calls, your requests. Join us on WizCountry 105.5 from 7 to 8 and spread the word about the show.
Yeah.
And then from 8 to 9 on Friday, Pam Hilkey with us.
Ooh, nice.
The heart of WFHR. Pam has not had a chance to join us on the morning show in a very long time.
It's been a while.
Real long time. She's very busy. We have a lot of great guests,
mm-hmm.
but we had an opportunity. I reached out to her, and she was excited to join us, so we're looking forward to her being with us in the 8 o'clock hour on Friday.
Awesome.
And then from 9 to 10 on Friday, David Farnborough.
Nice.
David was our most recent guest on Director's Cut. I reached out to him and just kind of threw him a curveball, and he thought, hey, yeah, I'll join you.
Sure.
So I thought that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
And it might class up the joint a little bit. the English accent.
Certainly going to sound good.
But I have to say this. David is, if you know David, just a very kind, genuine, good person.
Mm-hmm.
He was very nice and very complimentary to Seth and I on Friday when he was in recording. And I'm lucky. I got great listeners out here who tell me all the time how much they love what we do or love something I said or whatever. And we're really spoiled when it comes to that. And keep it coming, everybody, because we can't get enough of it. But there's something different when somebody compliments you with an English accent.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I don't know what it is, but there's something different about it. I appreciate you, David. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Thank you all for listening all week long. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to getting into all this. Right now, Melissa, I want to kick off our week of shows with an interesting topic, a summer tip.
Okay.
Summer tip.
We can use them. It's summer.
Quick summer tip to save you a little money, possibly. There's no point in leaving a ceiling fan on unless someone's in the room, and here is why. Fans in general don't cool the air off. They just cool you off. So if you leave them on when you're not there, you're just wasting electricity. And way to make my dad right, everybody. Thanks for that.
Thanks,
we've been fighting about this for years. Your body cools itself off through the evaporation of sweat. And when air moves across your skin, that happens faster. It also carries the heat away from your body. So fans actually cool you down in two different ways.
Okay.
I realized that. Yeah. I don't think I knew that.
Makes sense when you think about it, but right, until you actually think about it.
They don't change the temperature of the air itself, though. So unless you're in the room with the fan blowing on you, they don't do much.
They just move the air around. Okay.
The one exception is when you've got a window or door open and a fan is helping to move the new air in. The motor gives off a little heat, though, so in some cases, it could actually raise the temperature of the room.
Work against you.
Boy, and I've always wondered this with some of those older fans, that even brand new when you bought it, it's making noises that sound like it shouldn't be making. Pets are another reason you might want to leave a fan on when you're not home.
Right, because they get cooled off by it.
Moving the air around cools them down, too. So pets are another reason to do this. Last tip. You've heard this before, but people forget to do it. Make sure to switch your ceiling fans so that they spin counterclockwise in the summer. Do your fans spin counterclockwise? Do you know what counterclockwise is?
Looking at a fan.
Yeah.
I always struggled with that. With, you know, because the different, or you don't look at clocks at the ceiling.
No, you don't. You don't.
And obviously you can figure it out very easily, but yes. Just one of those little mental gymnastics things.
It takes me a second. I'm not going to lie. It takes, wait, what? Oh, yeah. It's like, does anybody else still do this with the alphabet when you're trying to figure out what letter comes after F? A, B, C, D, E, F.
I always sing my alphabet.
I can't help myself. I don't
L-M-N-O-P, know. L-M-N-O-P, Q-R-S-T. There it is.
That's the other part, Melissa. I can't sing half of it. If I'm saying it out loud, the rest I say in my head or whatever. Like
I'm not that bad.
I can't say only half of it, yeah. The counterclockwise thing is a really good idea to do with your fans.
Yes, because it moves the air in a different way.
It pushes the cooler air down. If they're running clockwise, they can make your room feel even warmer, which is why do I feel warmer with the fan on? Right. Well,
it's going the wrong way.
You're going the wrong way. It's time to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with more fun and Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
Tell me I may always dance the anniversary waltz with you.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. Let's do it. Let's have some fun, and let's get you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Steadyway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. You can, of course, direct message us on WFHR's Facebook page or WIRI's Facebook page.
Yeah, anyway, you can get them to us. We want to celebrate with you.
Smoke signals, Morse code, yelling at your radio really loud. You could try any of that, or maybe try calling 424-2600 and joining the segment if you'd like. That might be a little bit smoother.
Call in
might actually help. You could try yelling, but I probably won't hear you. I don't have the greatest hearing anymore, everyone. I don't know.
So if you call on the phone, please yell. don't actually, but
424-2600 is the number. That's always an open phone line. Everybody call up anytime you'd like. If you download the Civic Media app, it's just one touch away.
Yes, it is.
Let's get into the celebrating, Melissa. And first up on the list is somebody who cannot win, but wins every day in my heart.
Aw.
That is so darn corny.
That was corny. Who is it?
My youngest, Isabel Rain, was born on this day.
Happy birthday, Isabel.
Happy birthday, Izzy. Hope it's a great day for you. We'll be talking to you soon. I'm very fortunate. My kids and I get along so good. We are so much alike. I've said this before, that my son and I practically, we share a soul. We think and feel very much alike. Mm. My oldest, Bria, and I, it's like our brains are intertwined in everything. But my heart, my daughter and I, Isabel, our hearts speak the same. We share a heart. And she is one of the most genuinely amazing human beings I have ever known in my life, ever will know.
Awesome.
It's very cool as your kids get older, and you never stop being a parent, but you learn, you start to end up, these are adult conversations we're having. Oh, we're just talking like two friends almost.
Mm-hmm. And your relationship evolves.
Yeah, and it's really unique and fun. And, and Izzy, I'll be talking to you a little bit later. Enjoy your day, hon. Now, I do need a one or two from you, Melissa.
All right, let's go with two.
All right, that gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. We want to first up wish a very happy birthday to Kel Myers.
Happy birthday, Kel.
Enjoy your day, Kel. Hope it's a good day for you. Mm-hmm. And our qualifier, Jade Johnson.
Hey, happy birthday, Jay.
Jade's awesome. Jade is, I've known Jade for a long time going back to school. She ended up marrying one of my other high school friends, Jason Johnson.
All right.
They got a couple of great kids together. They're both wonderful human beings. And Jade is one of the funnier, unique people you will ever meet.
Do all of their children's names start with J?
I think so. No, they don't. That would have been funny, though. That would have been funny. And it was so. It would be something they would do, too.
Yeah.
They're both unique enough to where they would do. They would think of something like that. Jade, have a great day.
Happy birthday, Jade.
You're our qualifier. Looking at our celebrity list, Billy Lord is 31. Carrie Fisher's daughter, Debbie Reynolds' granddaughter, and Leia's communications officer, Lieutenant Connix, in the Star Wars trilogy.
Okay.
She played Winter in American Horror Story, Chanel No. 9 on Scream Queens. She's a very good actor. And she is one of those, like, she sneaky looks like her mom.
Okay.
I don't think you'd be able to tell right out the gate looking at her. And she goes by a different name in part because she wanted to build her career without, you know, you're Carrie Fisher's daughter, here's a part.
You know,
she wanted to do it on her own. And she's very good. I think she's a very talented actor.
Yeah, it depends on what expression she has on her face.
Now, when I see her, there's some great pictures of her standing with her mom. Then I see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it as much without. And that's, I mean, it's just not, it's unique every once in a while when you see that, when you see so many that look like their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or their kids look like them. Let's see here. Mike Vogel is 44. Dale on Under the Dome and Captain Dalton on The Brave. He's been in a couple of different things here. We mentioned this on West Country 105.5 WRI's Sunrise Show. Luke Bryan is 47 today.
Oh, yeah.
Play It Again, Crash My Party. He's got quite a few hits.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Carrie Hart is 48. Professional motocross racer who is married to Pink.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Alex Winter is 58. Bill S. Preston Esquire from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey and Bill and Ted Face the Music. He was Marco in The Lost Boys. He had a run there where Liquid Television and some other stuff he was doing on MTV for a while. And it just kind of faded away and haven't seen him much since the most recent Bill and Ted movie. But he's had a pretty decent career behind the camera, too. He's made a good name for himself, made a good career for himself. Craig Morgan is 59, country singer. That's What I Love About Sunday.
Oh.
He's got a couple of other big ones out there, too. Mark Burnett is 63, producer behind reality shows like The Apprentice, Survivor, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Mark is married to Roma Downey from Touched by an Angel.
Huh, really?
Didn't know that one. That one I didn't know. David Hasselhoff is 71.
Really?
71. Man. Quite a life he has had. Quite a career.
Yeah.
Still huge in Germany. Still huge in Germany. Still like, it doesn't matter, young, old, people still love his music in Germany.
Nicknamed the Hoff.
Yeah. Terry Geezer Butler is 74. Legendary bassist for Black Sabbath. Just incredible bass player. Got to see him live with Ozzy and the remaining members of Black Sabbath at an Ozfest some years back.
Really?
Still jams like crazy. I mean, it was a long time ago, but it was incredible on the bass. Queen Camilla Parker Bowles is 76 today, Queen Consort of King Charles. Donald Sutherland is 88. A lot of younger people out there might know him as President Snow from The Hunger Games. Other people will know him as that menacing character voice in any movie ever.
Yeah.
and you may also know him as one of the greatest actors of all time that has never gotten called that.
Mm-hmm. No, he's been in a lot of, you know, MASH, Kelly's Heroes, Pride and Prejudice. Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Including that one, Melissa, 424-2600. Go up and tell me anytime Donald Sutherland has ever done a bad job. Like, ever. Incredible actor. And it comes from one of those, the acting families that we don't really talk about with the Sutherlands. A couple of great actors in that family. And Donald, the start of it. Incredible actor. Really big fan of Donald Sutherland's work. Let's see. Some people no longer with us, like Phyllis Diller. I love Phyllis Diller. Phyllis Diller just makes you smile. There's something about her just makes you smile. Born in 1917, passed away in 2012. Wonderful, wonderful human being.
And her expressions.
That's what
her
it is.
Her wild hair.
Yeah.
She's just a hoot.
I can remember many times where her guest starring on different shows or like game shows and everything growing up. And she was like she'd be the middle square in Hollywood Squares or something like that. And I would pay no attention to whatever they were
anybody
doing
else.
Except what she was doing. Mm-hmm. I just thought she was very funny. And I admire people, especially women, that can do that style of comedy back then.
Mm-hmm.
It was not easy. And even a Phyllis Diller was pushed to be pretty. And she was like, Is it funny if I'm pretty? Because that's what she cared about, making people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that. I enjoy her
she
work.
She did some voiceover work, too. She was in A Bug's Life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A great
she
voice actor.
She was the queen.
I think she got a chance to voice act way late. They should have been using her for that way early on. Great voice. Very, very recognizable voice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Vincent Gagliardi is born in this day in 1928, passed away in 1976. The jazz pianist who gave us the Peanuts music.
He
was the creator of the great instrumental, maybe top five. Oh, yeah. No, definitely top five instrumentals of all time. The Peanuts. I know I could play it right now, but I wanted to see how many of our audience would sing along with this, because you know it. You know the song.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a Vincent Gagliardi special right there. And finally, one of the greatest, most well-rounded, versatile actors of all time. James Cagney, born in this day in 1899, passed away in 1986. I don't think many people look at James Cagney as a versatile actor. Maybe look at him as one of the grandfathers of acting, one of the greats of acting, but not versatile.
Hmm.
But you tell me how many people can go from Public Enemy number one, screaming, "Top of the world, Ma!" is one of the greatest gangsters in movie history, and then go and play Yankee Doodle Dandy and singing and dancing like
Mr.
nobody's
Roberts.
Business.
Mm-hmm.
Literally anything you asked, James Cagney could do it. And do it at like 5'5". Like, very short man. Very short man. But one of the most talented actors I've ever seen. I've studied his work with my papa and my nana quite a bit. And just incredible performer. His work still holds up. I watched something with some students of mine about maybe 2 years ago. I can't remember what it was, but I was basically having this conversation with them about it and playing a scene from one movie and a scene from another movie showing his versatility.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my students asked me, what was the name of that movie? And was writing it down so she could watch it later and everything. Mm-hmm. It's just, work still holds up. One more time, want to wish my youngest Izzy a happy birthday. Enjoy your day, Isabel.
Happy birthday, Izzy.
Happy birthday, Kel Myers.
Happy birthday, Kel.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Jade Johnson.
Happy birthday, Jade. Congratulations.
We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish the gang a great day from all of us at WFHR. Stick around for Melissa's News right here at Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Melissa and James here with you. Time to get into some fun stuff. I think an interesting one here, Melissa. Excuses are interesting. Different people will take different ones. Some people you don't really have to give them much. Like, just telling them that you had something come up or whatever is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they want details, they want proof. they basically want you to give them a time machine to go back in time to see why you were late or why you didn't do this or what have you. And then there is just the reach excuse. I'm throwing the Hail Mary excuse. I'm throwing it out there hoping this will land and this will work and I'll get out of this or what have you. We all have these different excuses and different things. And this is an interesting area here we're in. We all have people in our lives who are always late for everything. And let's be real, that's almost always because they value their own time, maybe more than yours or something like that. Or maybe they're just a late person, or maybe they have children. You know, it could be any of these things.
Poor time management. I mean, there's lots of reasons.
Mm-hmm. Of course, chronically late people have plenty of excuses. And now there's another one. Time blindness.
time blindness? Explain. What is this?
It's actually a real thing. Well, sort of. It's not an actual medical condition, but doctors use, quote, time blindness as a way of talking about the concept of losing track of time. And some people can be more prone to it than others.
Hmm.
Our brains are constantly shifting between two types of attention, automatic attention and directed attention.
Mm-hmm.
Automatic attention is your, quote, happy place. It's how you focus when you're doing something you like or find interesting. Directed attention is when you use is what you use when you're engaged in things you have to do but don't really want to do.
Okay.
During periods of automatic attention, you can get so engrossed and hyper focused that you lose track of time.
Mm.
But during directed attention, it can be hard to stay focused at all.
Right.
Time blindness happens when people have trouble balancing the two. For example, people with ADHD or autism tend to have overly strong automatic attention. In those cases, it's more hardwired. For others, it can be manageable, but you need to make an effort. And we actually have some tips to disengage when automatic attention has kicked into overdrive.
Okay.
I struggle with this,
mm-hmm.
and I found techniques myself. We'll see if these are, or if we have they align or not.
Yeah.
Number one, set a timer on your phone to alert you when it's time to move on.
Yep. Always do that.
I got one on my phone specific, like every Monday. I've got one for every Wednesday as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I've never needed it, but it's there just in case.
Yeah, it's a backup.
When you don't have a lot of time, try to avoid activities that you know you have a tendency to get lost in.
Mm-hmm.
So don't start watching an addictive show right before bed or make plans to catch up with an old friend just before an appointment.
Yeah.
Time management is one of your friends that you learn better and better as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Try the if-then technique. If-then technique, huh?
Okay, what's this?
Set goals for yourself to reach, like making dinner, and then after you do that, then you'll do the next thing on your list, like read two chapters of a good book. This does actually help me, having a list in my head, a breakdown.
Yeah.
And not just of like what I got to get at the grocery store, but like, mm-hmm. you know, what I got to do today.
Right. I got to get this accomplished so then I can do this thing that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
424-2600, we'd love to hear your techniques or how you do. Because while I was diagnosed, freshman or sophomore year in high school with hyper empathy and hyper attention disorder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that there. I very much gather that there are few people out there that don't have some form of this.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely think that almost everybody's got something like this. I don't know many people I've ever met that's. I don't know if I've ever met somebody that said I have no trouble keeping focus. I've never had any trouble keeping focus in my life. I don't know if I've ever met that
well,
person.
Well, no. I mean, some struggle with it more than others, and I think that there's a little bit of our society with the addiction to technology and Facebook and streaming and you know, scrolling through our social media platforms that has exacerbated the problem in some respects.
I'm sorry, Melissa. I was going through an idiom right there when you were talking. I got to know. It's very easy for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things that is really good to do is give yourself a little bit of grace, give others a little bit of grace with this first and foremost.
Yeah.
And second, so part of it for me is this is a double thing. I have trouble being in the moment, and I've tried to do that more and more in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I found by doing that, I tend to stop and think.
Right.
And focus.
You are more focused.
Almost realign.
Mm-hmm.
Like things are getting a little wavy and a boom. And it just straightens out once I'm in the moment.
You're giving attention to it and utilizing some of these strategies, if you want to put it that way, to help you manage your own inattention. That's, you know, that goes a long way.
Do you have anything that you go to or that is useful for you?
I'm constantly setting alarms on my phone.
Yeah,
I put reminders in my calendar.
That I do too.
Like, I need to call a plumber today and... because he didn't get back to me on Friday, and if I didn't have it in my calendar to pop up and I'd totally space it.
You're making me, and I'm sure many of the audience feel better because we do the same thing.
Yeah.
I'll say we. I don't speak for anybody usually, but I'm guaranteed there's at least a handful, if not almost all of you out there that do these similar things.
It's pretty human to forget things now and then.
There's also getting older. And so I've you talk about going down rabbit holes. I went down a rabbit hole about a week or two ago about this. We tend to beat ourselves up. Oh, I went in the other room and I forgot what I was going in here for. Man, it sucks getting older. That's what we all do. It's not always a tendency of you're getting older and more forgetful. Your brain only has so much bandwidth.
Right.
The older you get, the more you learn, hopefully, the more you learn.
More in your brain.
And the more that's up there. Mm-hmm. It's not to say that, well, I'm sorry, I have to decide, do I want to remember how to tie my shoes or to learn this new bit of information?
filing cabinets are getting full up there, right. James. I don't know how much more space I got.
That's not how it works. No. Our brains carry all this, but finding those files
right.
in our brain. Mm-hmm. Geez, where did I put that? Where did I put that? We forget mm-hmm. Where we put things in real life just the same way we do in our brains. Mm-hmm. So that is more the case. We're not getting older and getting more forgetful or, quote, dumber. We just got more logged up there. If you have a computer and you just keep throwing stuff onto the computer, what happens? It starts slowing down.
It gets slower and slower and slower.
I found a real comfort in that. It's Melissa taps her laptop.
I love you, but you're slowing down, baby.
It's such a love-hate relationship we have with our laptop. Laptops. I found a lot of comfort in that, though. I think that there's something that and I feel like that should be common knowledge.
Yeah.
We beat ourselves up about these things. Oh, dang it, I'm getting dumber. Or, and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're actually smart. Your brain has a lot up there. In fact, it has too much up there.
It's just full.
That should be common knowledge, I feel mm-hmm. like. That should be spread out more.
I agree.
We'll take these techniques when you got them. You don't have to call up right now. You can call up anytime, 424-2600, and join the conversation.
We want to hear from you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. Melissa and James on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Got that 80s vibe to take us into the segment here.
Just, I hear that and I think of The Wedding Singer.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know more of my music from movies than I do from, like, you know, actual radio.
It's awesome. I immediately imagined Adam Sandler just like broken hearted and just on the, like, leaning up against the drum, just, it'll never last. I love the idea of the broken hearted wedding singer. It's almost like, even if it was my wedding, it'd almost be worth it just entertainment wise. I don't want anybody in heartache, but there would be a part of me that would
just
find it a little.
Pay somebody to come and do that at your wedding.
Yes. That's it, Melissa. You got the idea.
Want to add some drama to your wedding day?
Get an Adam Sandler impersonator to do that scene. To do all. Oh, I love that. That's awesome. I love this too. Our great friends at Civic Media had noticed something, and are bringing in called attention to it.
Yes,
The Civic Media statewide blood donation challenge. It's a mouthful, but it's worth it. It is going on now until July 31st. What we want is you heroes out there to donate. Mm-hmm. We understand there is a shortage in our country, in our state. The more you donate, the more help we can have.
Exactly. And there's an opportunity tomorrow at the old former junior high school in their music room. I believe it's the afternoon.
Yes.
This is tomorrow. And then next week, Monday, or is it the other way around? Is it the morning? I think it's the morning today, tomorrow, and then the afternoon on
So usually on Tuesdays.
24th. Yes. And you can donate there. You can donate at and Stevens Point. Practically daily.
Oh, yeah. The Stevens Point Blood Donation Center is always available for you. You can meet them anytime. You can join them anytime at 3201 C Main 3 Main Street, 3201 Main Street.
Yeah. And if donating, you know, isn't an, I don't want to say if it isn't enough for you, we're incentivizing.
Yeah.
Civic Media is, and we are too. Hashtag Civic Pints with a picture of you donating at your local blood drive, and Civic Media, you'll be entered into a drawing with them. We've got lots of great prizes.
Yeah.
They are
Brewer tickets. State fair tickets, swag.
Yep, Civic Media memorabilia, mm-hmm. or you know, things you can wear.
Yeah, yeah.
Wearables.
Merch.
There you go. That
shirts.
Is it.
We're talking shirts and all kinds of other great stuff, too. And you win just by donating. You know that you are helping somebody else out there, a stranger.
Probably three people.
Yeah, and possibly somebody you know. You never know. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to do this. That blood donation that we were talking about is tomorrow, July 18th from 10 to 3 at the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street. And Melissa, you were right. Next Monday from 2 to 7.
Okay.
Same place. Encourage you to walk in if you can. Otherwise, or make an appointment if you can. Otherwise, walk-ins are welcome. Mm-hmm. You can schedule an appointment at 866-566-5900. 866-566-5900. Here's a great opportunity. You go there, take a picture of yourself donating, mm-hmm. and upload it to wherever social media you use.
Yep.
Using the hashtag CivicPints. You got to use that hashtag, otherwise we ain't going to see it.
And you can also just go and register on the website too, civicmedia.us.
Just cut out
the form there, and then you're automatically entered for that. But if you tag us in it, what will they get, James?
Oh, Rafters tickets.
Yeah.
Rafters tickets. We're going to give them to you just for donating. Mm-hmm. Just for donating four Rafter tickets right to you.
Boom, baby.
Just like that.
But and I have to apologize. The Rafters are not playing tonight, but they are playing tomorrow. They're gonna need a day of recovery after the rough weekend.
Yeah, it was a rough weekend. It's a good day for them to have. It's a good time for them to have the day off and reset and everything.
Yeah, and they'll come back strong playing the Mallards on Tuesday.
Find out more by going to civicmedia.us/giveblood, civicmedia.us/giveblood. Love working for a company that does things like this. It feels good. Feels good. I want to encourage you, of course, if you haven't done so already, bookmark that webpage, civicmedia.us. We're streaming 24/7 from there. It's another great opportunity for us to not only talk and interact with you, but you to hear our shows.
Yeah.
You can go there and not only get swag, but download our podcasts. All of our shows are podcasted.
If you missed a segment that you are somebody said, hey, this was great, you can go back and find it.
And we encourage you to download the Civic Media app as well. Mm-hmm. Be sure to do so. It's a great idea and a great way to interact with us, too.
There's just one button dialing. Yeah. You don't even have to dial 424-2600. You can just push the button and you get a direct line to us.
CivicMedia.us. Diving into this story, Melissa, because this is an interesting one. Having a big wedding with family and friends is wonderful, but not everybody can afford one. Mm-hmm. So there's a TikToker who predicts pop-up culture trends, says micro weddings will overtake traditional weddings in the next 10 years. She quotes statistics to back up her prediction. Also, according to her, micro weddings can have the same features as traditional ones, but they're usually less than 50 guests.
Okay.
So I didn't understand what a micro wedding was. I thought, can I be honest with everybody? I thought everybody was really tiny. I thought everything was tiny. Everything was
like
small.
Miniature things.
Like, I got to imagine that the wedding cake's expensive unless it's micro. Then it's not as bad.
Everybody gets one tablespoon.
I'm joking, but I'm guaranteeing some people out there thought I really did think that. I honestly didn't know what she meant by micro weddings.
I wasn't
really sure, but that's essentially what it is.
Yeah,
is a stripped
just a smaller
down
guest list.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing things on the cheap.
We've been doing this forever. Micro weddings.
Anybody
poor has been doing this. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, grandfather, my nana and papa both got married at the courthouse.
Go to the courthouse.
Wear your
regular clothes.
Yep.
Maybe get something nice to wear that day, but you're not going to spend $10,000 on a dress.
I think my nana was wearing a carnation, I think she told me. But otherwise, they put on their nice clothes.
Go in the backyard and pick some flowers.
Yeah, yeah. And they got wet. I honestly got nothing against a ritzy wedding. Okay, I love weddings. I think they're fun and cool, mm-hmm. and I like showing up at them, even if I'm not invited. No, I'm not that
wedding
famous.
Crasher.
No, it is one of those things where I would love to be that kind of like. That's one of the only things I think good about being that kind of famous is you're Bill Murray and you can just show up at weddings and everybody's happy to see you.
Right.
I show up at a wedding. People are like, hey, all right, could somebody escort him out of here and make a scene? Don't let anybody else know you're.
Did we get security for this?
There's a big difference in that type of celebrity. That seems fun to me. But I feel like it's much ado about nothing. A marriage is a piece of paper and some rings. It's what you put into it.
Right.
It's the emotion you have for it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a story in the entertainment section about Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. about them not getting married and Goldie's comments on this.
Right.
And I really do agree with some of what she says. We'll get to that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But I there's something about that to me that's as romantic as like my mom and dad being together for 46 years and being high school sweethearts. Mm-hmm. Like there's different versions of it that work for different people.
Well, and the institution of marriage, they've commercialized weddings so much, and it's a huge business. You've got every segment of it. You've got your the wedding cake maker, your photographer, the venue, the rentals for all of it, the wedding DJ. There's so much involved in it, and you can spend a ridiculous amount of money. It's not going to make your marriage happy.
Yeah. I'm curious if there's anybody out there, 424-2600, if you had a huge wedding, I don't want to say regret. Regret's a big, heavy word. Mm-hmm. But would you have rather, looking back, like, boy, we could have used that money for this or that, or it wasn't really
that great.
Or was
it worth it?
Or was it worth it? Or was it worth it? Yes, exactly. I'm curious because I've never talked to anybody that had a stripped-down wedding that was maybe a little bit of longing, like, oh, I would have liked to have done this or this. Mm-hmm. Like, even though my ex and I didn't end up together, I still wish I could have given her a better wedding. I still wish I could have done that, looking back and everything. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how it ended, I still, for myself, that realistically, being honest with everybody, that's probably the one time I'll be married. So even for myself, I kind of wish that we had done more than just go to the courthouse. But at the same time, I have no regrets.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's something unique and romantic about the way we did it. It's very traditional. It's like I just mentioned, my grandparents. Yeah. Both said my grandparents.
And a lot of people get married that way.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think to each their own.
Yeah. For me personally, I would have much preferred to have the dress that I wanted that was a lot more money than the one that I ended up with, and I would have liked the cheaper ring. Like, I would have preferred to have the cheaper ring and the more expensive dress as opposed to the cheap dress and the expensive ring. But that wasn't up to me.
I obviously, that's not right. That definitely, that's a Danny Wright story. But to me, I have to say that if I was a woman, I would feel the exact same way. 100%.
Because I didn't wear the ring. It was too big. And it was like, it stuck up and it got caught on stuff. I'm like, I would have preferred the one that I would have worn.
I'm going to hold my tongue. I gotta hold my tongue. I don't like that. We'll get to a that ain't right story here. We'll get to, so I can focus my that ain't right anger at something in particular. Wildlife officials trying to capture surfboard stealing otter.
Oh, I saw this headline. I didn't get to hear it. So. What's going on?
I'll tell
is
you.
Really?
But everyone, like, it is once in a blue moon, literally, that I say this, because I always encourage people, don't just read headlines, read articles. Mm-hmm. It's very important nowadays to read full articles. Every once in a while, though, you don't even need to read the full article.
Right.
Just headline, wildlife officials trying to capture surfboard stealing otter.
That's a good headline.
Wildlife officials in California said that they are attempting to capture and rehome a sea otter that has embarked on an unusual crime spree, stealing surfboards. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife said that 5-year-old female known as Otter 841 was observed stealing surfboards to ride the waves in Santa Cruz on at least 3 occasions during the weekend.
Wow.
The California sea otter, an endangered species, was born in captivity at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, but keepers took measures to attempt to prevent the animal from growing accustomed to humans. The otter was released into wildlife after being weaned back in 2021. But officials have observed that this animal keeps messing with watercraft and kayaks and these things. Officials said that the behavior increased over time and the otter has become more aggressive. Quote, she's been quite talented at evading us, Jessica Fuji, sea otter program manager at Monterey Bay, said. And along with this, another headline, California wildlife officials work to safely capture aggressive sea otter.
Wow.
This sea otter, they say that this otter, it's the same otter, by the way,
mm-hmm.
An otter 841, but this time the article is talking about it biting surfboards.
Oh.
And there's an actual, like, there's a great news piece on this about the otter, like, doing this and them showing in the news piece the bites the otter has taken into the surfboard.
Oh, wow.
They're not too sure because, obviously, we've tried to interview this otter and it has nothing to say. It's not speaking anything to us.
Right.
But there's a couple of theories on this. One, the otter's trying to play.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the otter the otter trying to protect its area.
Okay.
And just trying to defend its area, right, sort of thing. Nobody's really too certain. I think we're missing the obvious here. Maybe it just wants to learn to surf.
That? Or it's lonely?
Yeah, there's that too.
Because it's endangered. There's not a lot of other otters out there to hang out with.
It's very easy to pick on this stuff of like wildlife, like conservation, like, oh, should we be doing this? Should we be doing that? We're all trying to figure this out as we go along. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great people and a lot of incredible minds out there that have studied this and worked at this. But Jane Goodall herself would tell you that we're still learning.
Oh, yeah.
We're still trying to figure a lot of this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that any of this is wrong. And I think that your point right there, Melissa, is actually the one that I would like to, if I was a scientist, I would want to be focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be cool to see if they were just wanting to interact with us. I think it'd be very interesting if they were trying to defend their area. But boy, if they're lonely, like, that's an interesting thing to me. Like, have we gotten to a point with some animals like we have with dogs and cats where they are that dependent on us?
Mm-hmm.
And now it becomes, okay, this is our responsibility now.
Right.
Like, you can miss me with, well, I don't love cats and dogs. Sorry, you're part of the human race. We did this to them. We kind of owe it to them now.
Yeah. Well, and otters are very curious.
Yeah, they're just cool animals, too. They're very unique. Take a break. Come back with the kitchens open and a lot more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.